Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how much tapping have you been doing lately? Are you doing enough tapping? What is tapping? Presumably a lot of you know, because we've done a lot of shows about this before. And we do need to keep on tapping, because that's the only way to calm our nerves, to get over our stresses, and to feel whole. So we're going to talk again with our tapping expert, a man who really specializes in this. And he's back on the show again, and a good friend of mine, Steve Gottlieb. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here again.
Yeah, I'm so happy that we could do this, especially this time of year, in the climate of reality that we live in nowadays.
And it's pretty strange out there.
It's going to get stranger. Very soon. It's going to get lots of stranger. So there's going to be so much craziness bubbling over, I believe, in the next few months. And our lives are also pretty hectic. In the meantime, I don't know that anybody thinks their life is normal anymore. So how do we normalize our stress feelings, our psyches, to handle stress the way that we need to? And we've talked about EFT, emotional freedom technique, and that really means to tap, not only to tap particular meridian points, but to also make statements to our brain and our body and our meridians about why we're tapping.
Yeah. So
that the inner system, our higher mind, our subconscious, can go to work for us using the energy balances and strengths that we're giving it by tapping.
Yeah, that's a wonderful way to put it, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been rehearsing that for months.
Be here all week.
Let's just review just quickly for new view listeners, and we'll be describing the points. People who want to see them can either go to YouTube and see the show on YouTube and the video of this, or Steve, you have a website and a video that's really well done for people to learn about EFT.
Yeah, actually, I don't have any videos that are quite available, but I've got resource links where you can see hundreds of videos of people doing this.
Oh, okay.
And on my resource page, you can also click a link where you can get a complete description with a chart with all the points. You
Good.
Can find that if you go to empoweryourtrueself.com, and click on the resources link. You can see various different resources where you can get information about EFT. And there's one where you can click and you get instant access to an instant chart with a basic description of how to do this process and where all the tapping points are.
Right. And Empower Your True Self is really what we're talking about. We're talking about, because if we can empower our true self, I would say that our true self is the self that isn't all messed up.
Yeah, that isn't so disorganized due to stress and other psychological factors that we've been affected by our conditioning all throughout our lives.
Right, and so we're really erasing a lot of conditioning by tapping. And by tapping, we're talking about using two fingers, lightly tapping on. You don't have to tap on all of them, but there are 14 different points altogether, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah. You can tap on any of them in any sequence, right?
Yeah, virtually that's true. Mm-hmm.
And so whichever turn you're on more, inside your eyebrow, yeah. Outside your eye,
yeah.
Under your eye,
mm-hmm.
Between your nose and your lip,
yeah.
In front of your chin,
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones on the faces.
That's the one on the faces, and there's several on the body that you want to tap on too. The most important one being the ones where the collarbone meets the breastbone, right underneath there. What you and I know is K27.
Right, there's a little indentation right outside the breastbone, mm-hmm. under the collarbone. Right.
And the spleen point underneath the side, on the side of the ribs, about 4 inches below the armpit, right in there.
Right. And mm-hmm. right. And so, and then there's one over the liver.
Yeah, right. There's one. Well, the liver point is directly below the nipples of our breasts, whether we're male or female, about an inch and a half up from the base of the ribs. But the most important point to start with is what we used to call the karate chop point on the side of the hand. And most of the tapping that anybody who would use this technique would want to do would start there.
Okay. And, that's... I remember before there was EFT, there was thought field therapy, and that called this point the reversal point.
Yes.
Versus your resistance to change.
Exactly. And while we're tapping on that reversal point, and we use the setup statement, which creates the action that EFT is known for. It's putting us in touch with the sense of a problem that we want to tap on, and also marrying that with a cognitive affirmation about something that's okay, that's grounding, that keeps us in the present moment. So the classic way we do this is we focus in on a particular emotion that's disturbing us about whatever is going on, and we'll tap and we'll say, even though I have this emotion, or even though I have this problem, or even though I feel the stress, I'm still okay, or I deeply and completely accept myself, or some variation of that. The I deeply and completely accept myself is the default starting point that all EFT.
Right, that's classic.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm okay anyway. I truly love myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that's affirming of self is fine.
Affirming something that's real.
Right. So what's real is that, you know, I deeply and completely accept myself. Now, let's talk about self-love. And let's talk about people say, I don't accept myself. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I'm really at odds with myself.
Yeah.
Well, guess why? It's because people love themselves.
Yeah.
And that's the point that I want to always stress with people. Is that you don't have to like yourself. But the reason you don't like yourself is because you love yourself and you're disappointed.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's very important to understand.
You love yourself enough to feel badly that for some reason you don't feel that you're enough.
Right, or
that you've erred in life in such a way that you feel really badly about things.
So many reasons why we can be down on ourselves, but it's because we have judgment because we do love ourselves and we're disappointed that we aren't perfect.
Yeah, and if we didn't care, we wouldn't be doing EFT tapping to begin with.
Right, exactly. So I want everybody to be proud of themselves that they're doing this for them.
Yeah.
So with that positive statement, so, you know, to be able to say I truly love myself is something we can all say and mean, even though we have to roll our eyes because we're unhappy about ourselves.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons that the reversal point is the reversal point is when some people say I love myself, when they don't, it brings up a lot of strong emotions, which causes energies to flip directions in our meridian system and in our brain. So when we're trying to affirm something like I love myself, we need to be tapping to counter condition the part of our brain that is causing more negative information to be reinforced by saying no, I don't, it's not true. So that's why it's important to tap.
Right. And not only that point, but there are all these other points that we talked about, including other points on our fingers if people like that. I like to tap my fingers. So yep. The outside of the thumbnail, the side of the finger, the index fingernail, the middle fingernail,
mm-hmm.
thumb side, the yeah. thumb side of the pinky nail.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the back of the hand.
This is a very important spot that a lot of people who do EFT don't realize they need to be tapping on.
Right. Yeah, that's between the metacarpals, the bones on the back of the hand, between yeah. the ring finger and the pinky.
And there are things that you want to do if you're really tapping while you're emotionally tuned into your distress. You want to be doing things like moving your eyes around in circles and up and down and back and forth, just so that the brain starts to repattern itself around the change that you're looking for by doing EFT to begin with.
Right. And yeah. maybe doing some deep breathing in between the states.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. the brain also scans. Yep. As we breathe, the brain uses our respiration to scan.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very powerful. And I know a lot of people who tap regularly and are happy with themselves to be doing so.
Yeah.
And I find it, you know, something that really calms me down.
Well, it's not just you. Anybody who does EFT tapping will be calmed down, because one of the things it does immediately is it helps the autonomic nervous system to re-regulate itself from being too stressed to start to turn on the relaxation mode. So it's more in balance with itself. So even if you don't know what to tap on, if you don't really think about something that really upsets you and feel the emotion, you tap anyway. You're not only balancing the body's energy system through the meridian pathways, but you're literally telling the autonomic nervous system to go into a relaxation response.
But it sounds like it's good to do it like before going for a workout to balance.
I mean, I do it all the time. I do it before going to work. I do it while I'm resting between my sets. Not because I'm emotionally disturbed about anything. I'm just constantly giving positive input signals into my nervous system.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So we're in a time where we're being tested, everybody, and our society is being tested for good reasons. It might not feel that way. It might just feel like craziness. But it really is the opportunity to see what's wrong and to fix things that, you know, the toxins are just flowing out like crazy everywhere. And so, in our own lives too. And I know probably at this point, a lot of people have been so stressed for so long that they are finding ways to balance themselves, you know, seeking, you know, exercise, getting enough rest, eating better, just to counter the forces that are around us. And I think we have to look at that as well as just tapping, is that to be responsible for our lifestyle and to be nutritionally correct as possible. There's more and more wonderful information on the internet and all over about, and some of it is confusing and contradictory, it's true. So you have to kind of feel your way, and even if it's confusing, then you tap for that.
Yeah, exactly. Because anything that creates any kind of psychological stress is going to cause more confusion. When we're stressed out, the part of our mind that is responsible for figuring things out is being influenced by all the things we're stressed about. So our perceptions are being colored by our reactions to the stress. So the tapping helps us to calm the stress down and turns on those parts of our mind that we need to bring in insight and intuition and our own rational knowledge about things so we can function better.
Yeah, you know, what about just that we feel like we have brain fog?
Yeah,
we can tap that, you know, even though I have brain fog, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I'm lacking clarity, I deeply and completely accept myself. And if we do, you know, if we keep on finding statements to make, and often I believe that we make the statements three times. Maybe there's new insight about that.
No, that's still the original EFT formula, still the same. Repeat that setup phrase three times, and then after we do that, even though I have brain fog, even though I'm too stressed out, even though life seems so complicated, these are very gentle top level things, but that's a good place to start. I deeply and fully accept myself, but we want to tune in to what the feelings are underneath that. And that's where we're looking to see where the emotional distress or disturbance is and get a sense of what that feels like. So when we tap on these other points, we're just focused on that, this disturbance, this brain fog, this stress.
Let's talk about the holidays coming up and the fact that we'll be in environments that plug us in to all, many of us will be in these environments that plug us into all our childhood craziness and, you know, with family. And people don't realize that even though everyone might be an adult nowadays, those, the echoes of the past are really
are running our emotional lives.
Yes, right. Yeah. And so what, you know, we might start tapping about what was it in my childhood that I felt so bad about? Was it being left out? Was it being disrespected? Was it being treated perhaps with cruelty? So many things that, you know, might be hard to look at, but we're in a safer place now that we can actually examine it with perspective. And even though the feelings are uncomfortable, I have some very awkward feelings from my childhood that really, you know, I still bleed about. And so I, you know, tapping about those are important, you know. You know, even though I could tap, like I'm still bleeding about my childhood, even though I deeply and completely accept myself.
Well, that's an important concept to understand about EFT, because it's not just going back to a place where you're feeling and experiencing old wounds and old pains and emotional insecurities and traumatic events. It's that you're borrowing the opportunity to relive those memories while you're tapping, because the tapping over here is creating another part of your brain that says, I realize that I remember this and I'm still experiencing the effects of this, but I'm safe. So the safety aspect of the tapping counterconditions the exposure to the memories of these old events and these old emotions. And that's how tapping does its work, because it's literally allowing the brain to reshift its current time perceptions about are these feelings and these emotions. And eventually it turns off the stress reaction, you know, and it thoughts and memories.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother us as much anymore.
Right. Excuse me. So, you know, if we can, you know, what we're talking about is tapping the side of our hands. And that's really interesting that what you say is it's plugging us in to those old patterns that it's now changing the energy of.
It's changing the energy of them. You can literally go back in time in your mind to something that happened to you that was horrible. And if you still feel the reaction to that, while you're tapping, you are literally changing the way the brain is representing that memory so that you can eventually completely clear that out. And when eventually could be, you know, maybe a couple of sessions with an EFT practitioner, or it could be 5 minutes of tapping focused on all of the details of that event, that memory. And that's how EFT can be so powerful enough to be able to literally reverse post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, that's what I like about what you do, because you help people, because you're also very intuitive about sensing underlying currents in people's psyches that you can start tapping about with them. And it's great to do it in tandem with people. You feel supported, you feel understood, and you feel like you're working with magic. And so, Steve, that's what you actually do for a living, is you perform magic on people's...
Well, I used to think it was magic, and now I just think it's just good EFT work.
Let's call that magic.
Okay.
So it's really a wonderful opportunity, and as you teach people to do it themselves, they don't need you so much, and then you become useless. But I understand that myself, because we, you know, because we're successful in what we do in helping people, and we move them on to
a lot quicker than you might think.
Right.
You know, you're going to go through your all of your childhood trauma that's causing stress and anxiety and emotional overwhelm come the holidays. You might have been working at this for 15 years with a good psychotherapist, but not really done the energy work necessarily to change the way the brain is reacting to those events.
It's very important. So so you're, you know, the magician who helps people get over things quickly, and then they can move on. And it's very important to, you know, to have someone ask you questions, leading questions, and getting you, you know, to go deep within yourself with the support of someone who really knows how to pinpoint the right expressions, the right script, let's call it.
Yeah, that's a very profound and important point you just made there, Peter.
Right, right. We want the right script, the right words. And I know that there's so many things that, for instance, in my psyche, I can pinpoint a lot of stuff that I say, yeah, that's right. And then there's stuff that my mind won't go to just because
it's doing its job. It's protecting you from hurt.
Yeah.
You know, from the bad feelings.
Right. But if we can, you know, quickly erase them, then we can be with somebody who we feel supported by.
Yeah.
Then we're willing to climb into it and erase them rather than to, you know, start letting blood flow all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The more I engage people to work with me on an ongoing basis, what I mean by an ongoing basis, it might be 6 weeks or 6 months. You know, encouraging people to understand that what they may have been trying to do all their life to solve these problems, it hasn't worked for them. You know, they push back. They say, it's not possible for me to go back and fix all that stuff. That stuff happened and you can't go back and fix it. Or, you know, I've been working on this stuff for 10 years. You know, how can just working with six weeks with you change anything? And that's what we can do with good energy psychology coaching, which is another way of saying EFT.
Right. And it's really remarkable how different we feel when we don't have the same scripts, you know, negative scripts going on in our brain.
It is, because literally the brain has changed.
Right.
Yeah. You think about an issue and it no longer bothers you.
So for our listeners, I want you to really understand that you're so used to your stresses and dealing with them that it's hard to imagine not living this way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having a persistent pain and then one day it's gone and you forget that the pain was even there. And then you wait a second, where did my pain go?
Or that you're living with persistent pain that you have learned to ignore and yet you're living in pain.
Yeah.
And then you tap out of it.
Yeah. Without techniques like this, we're literally trying every strategy, whether we're aware of it consciously or subconsciously, to try to normalize ourselves and function with the way our life has worked out for us. And we don't have to be stuck with anything if there's something in there that when you think about it really still disturbs you.
Yes. And I'm thrilled about it. As a matter of fact, just talking with you inspires me to tap even more and, you know, to go deeper in a loving self-love way, because I want to come back to the idea that everybody who is working on themselves, no matter how unhappy you are about yourself, it's because you love yourself. And so when you can come from that deep place, it's a very rich place to support yourself from. And you know, I'm feeling it, you know, I'm feeling how how this change that can, this idea can help people really, you know, manage their healing process better. So we're getting near the end of the show. Again, Steve Gottlieb, and your website is
empoweryourtrueself.com. You can also find me on Facebook at EFT4, Emotional Freedom.
Okay. And also, you're up in White Plains, so people anywhere nearby can call you and see you. You
want to go? Yeah, and I tend to do a lot of public outreach, educational support groups, those kinds of things. You can find me at Meetup. In the White Plains, Westchester, New York City, Greater New York City area. But my private work is mostly this way, either by the telephone or via Zoom sessions. So I can work with anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Steve, thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew again.
My pleasure, Peter. It always is. I wish you all the best for the holidays. Keep tapping.
Right, exactly. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. And also you can go to YouTube and hit, just search for Energy Stew and find us there. And Peter Roth, Energy Stew. And I can be reached at Peter at Heart River, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. HeartRiver.org is my website. And be happy for you to visit that. And I'm looking forward to hearing from any of you who would like. And thanks so much for listening.